when the Italian that went back started yelling, and he was looking up at, with binoculars at the route, and we also heard on the radio one of the Serbian climbers had fallen. So it was reported that he was still moving. So Fred and I grabbed our gear, I grabbed some first aid gear, and grabbed a couple of foam mats to improvise a stretcher, and we took off after towards him. It took us a couple hours to reach him. He was dead when we got there. Massive drama. So we made the decision that we were asked by his teammates to help bring him down to Camp 4, bring the body down to Camp 4. Typically, we wouldn't do that on 8,000 meter peak. We thought that the technical difficulties of doing that were acceptable. We thought we could do it. And attempting to do that, one of their Pakistani porters lost his footing and slipped to his death. In retrospect, probably wasn't a good idea. Probably wouldn't do it that way again. You know, but you know, everyone seemed perfectly capable of assisting and getting his body down, and you know, that was our decision.
Yeah.
But I think probably, in retrospect, he was probably suffering from an altitude sickness. I think he probably had at least some degree of moderate cerebral edema and was impaired.